This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 25th of November, and this podcast episode is brought to you by asset inventory and network visibility company Run Zero. In today's top story, Europol and law enforcement agencies from several countries have seized the servers and websites of iSpoof, a service that allowed users to make calls and send SMS messages using spoofed identities. iSpoof was launched in late 2020, with an investigation into it beginning in 2021 after Dutch police identified the service during one of its fraud investigations. They linked iSpoof to a web host in Almere and deployed a wiretap allowing officers to map the site's reach and discover the identities of its users and administrators. Officials say iSpoof had more than 59,000 registered users before it was taken down earlier this month. More than 100 individuals have been arrested and detained in the UK alone, including iSpoof's administrators. Europol said iSpoof was being used to place more than 1 million spoofed calls each month. Administrators made more than 3.7 million euros and that the service had been linked to fraud and losses of over 115 million euro worldwide. The UK Met Police says it will notify all the 700,000 UK citizens who received spoof calls made through iSpoof. In other news, German authorities have called in the FBI to assist its investigation into attempted ransomware attack that hit Continental, one of the largest component and software suppliers to the global automotive industry. The Lockbit ransomware gang breached Continental in July this year. The group was unable to successfully deploy its ransomware on Continental's network, but spent a month exfiltrating data from its network before attempting to extort the company for $50 million. In August, Continental said it averted a cyber attack, but the company was forced to revise its statement earlier this month after the Lockbit gang started leaking some of its data on the dark web. A suspected ransomware attack has disrupted the IT network of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, one of India's largest medical schools and hospitals. The Hindustan Times says the incident marks the first instance of a major Indian hospital being impacted by ransomware. Healthcare organisations and hospitals have been targeted by ransomware gangs in the US and Europe for the past 5 years. But as these organisations' security has improved, ransomware attacks have started hitting hospitals in the global south as a result. In a message posted on its official website, the government of the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe says it was hit by a large-scale computer attack. Officials say they shut down all affected systems to protect data and diagnose the problem. The incident took place on Monday, and the systems have yet to be restored. Security experts believe this is a ransomware attack, although the perpetrators have not yet been identified. The EU Parliament says its websites were subjected to a DDoS attack hours after it proclaimed the Russian government as a sponsor of terrorism. EU Parliament President Roberta Metsola says a pro-Kremlin hacktivist group took credit for the attack. While the DDoS attack was disruptive, EU officials say service was restored after 2 hours. The US government says it's hired 7,000 apprentices in official cybersecurity roles following an apprenticeship sprint held over the summer. Around 1,000 of the new hires came from the private sector. The sprint was launched in July by the White House and the Department of Labor as a way to boost the government's cybersecurity workforce. Interpol has detained 975 suspects and seized nearly 130 million as part of a crackdown against online fraud groups that the agency calls Operation Heiachi 3. We're not quite sure how to pronounce that one, so if you do, hit us up on Twitter. Officials say the detained suspects were involved in phishing, romance scams, sextortion, investment fraud, and money laundering operations. Security firm Bugdroid says it's identified a vulnerability in the command and control servers of the Mars Stealer malware. Bugdroid says the vulnerability can be used to tamper with Mars servers and delete data collected from infected users, terminate connections between the servers and infected systems, and even lock Mars operators out of their own servers by scrambling the admin password. The company told TechCrunch it neutralized 5 Mars Stealer servers so far and that the same vulnerability is also present in servers for the Erbium malware. A Group IB report that analysed the InfoStealer market has found that the Redline Stealer is today's most popular InfoStealer, being used by 23 out of 34 criminal gangs the company is currently tracking. Group IB says that in the first 7 months of 2022, these gangs collectively infected over 890,000 devices and stole more than 50 million passwords. Most of the infected devices were located in the US. Google has removed two Roblox-themed Chrome extensions from the official Chrome web store after they deployed malicious code via an update that stole Roblox account credentials. The incident appears to be linked to several reports from Roblox users who claim some of their game inventory was stolen over the past few days. More than 200,000 users have installed the extensions, although it's unclear how many were still using it at the time of the malicious updates. Trend Micro says it's detected a new version of the WannaRen ransomware in attacks targeting Indian users in October. The original WannaRen ransomware was active for only a few days in August 2020, when it infected thousands of Chinese internet users who downloaded copies of a malicious Notepad++ app hosted on local download sites. WannaRen went silent in the days following the attack after several Chinese security firms released free decryptors to help users recover their encrypted files. Trend Micro has named this new WannaRen variant as Life Ransomware, but the company didn't say if this version was still decryptable like the original. Cyber mercenary group Bahamut has been spotted using booby-trapped Android VPN apps to infect users with spyware. Security firm ESET says this campaign was launched in January and the group has used a website posing as the secure VPN service to distribute its spyware. The malicious Android apps mimicked official apps for the SoftVPN or OpenVPN applications. Google's Project Zero team says there's a patch gap in the Android ecosystem and that security updates for vulnerabilities and various drivers are lingering for months before they're shipped to consumers. Google cites several vulnerabilities its security researchers discovered in the ARM Mail GPU drivers as an example. Google says that even the drivers that have received official patches from ARM are yet to reach many Android smart users. Devices from Google, Samsung, Xiaomi, Oppo, and other phone makers are still vulnerable, according to Project Zero researchers. The EU's cybersecurity agency, ENISA, has analysed investments in the IT and cybersecurity field and found that information security budgets were significantly lower compared to last year. The agency says the median percentage of IT budgets spent on information security in 2022 was 6.7%, 1 percentage point lower than last year's numbers. ENISA also found that the estimated direct cost of a major security incident this year was around €200,000. That's twice as large as it was in 2021. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is the Principal Security Researcher at Run Zero, Pierce Barry, who'll be sharing some insights on a recently patched vulnerability in the Postgres database project.
This week, Postgres developers patched a vulnerability in the Postgres Java database connectivity driver that could be exploited under particular circumstances for information disclosure. Affecting a number of Unix-like systems, this vulnerability resides in several prepared statement methods which will buffer to temporary files when passed data beyond a certain length. These temporary files can then be read by other users on the system. While a CVSS score has yet to be assigned, the nature of this vulnerability seems likely to be considered a medium, and patching is a good idea for folks who run the Postgres JDBC driver on a system with other untrusted users. Because the patch fix has a dependency on the underlying Java runtime environment, Postgres published patches for folks using JRE version 1.7 and offer mitigations for folks running on JRE version 1.6 or earlier. Run Zero can help quickly locate instances of Postgres running in your network. Just visit runzero.com to start your free trial today.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.